monologue based on so many misstatements. Yeah, this man is obviously defending the hardliners, making up all these stories. I mean, it's just propaganda junk that he's throwing out there. He's not debating anything. We're not getting any closer to making an agreement with this kind of junk. You know, we're okay. The other side's doing everything bad. We have never been caught going for nuclear weapons. You've been caught two or three times lying to the IAEA about what you're doing, for God's sake. That's definite history. There's no point in saying it never happened.
Can you mention an example?
You can't just stand there and lie one time more.
Can you mention an example?
Just because you're coming up with all these crazy statements. Come on. Get
real, mention
man.
A single example
to get
where
to an
Iran
agreement
has lied?
Here, not junk that you're throwing out.
Well, can you mention one example that Iran has lied?
How negotiations go.
Can you mention
Iran has lied.
One
the IAEA
example.
Has documented it.
One example.
They had secret, well, there have been three different places where Iran was developing stuff, nuclear stuff, and said it never did. They
Where?
Were doing it secretly.
Where?
IAEA had to do it.
Which statement?
Oh, my friend, go back and read the best. I mean, this has been going over a number of years.
Okay, well, let's look at the situation right now.
May I add a couple of points?
Go ahead.
One is that obviously your guest hasn't read any of the IAEA statements. There has never been any facility in Iran that has been undeclared. All Iranian facilities have been declared within the framework of international
law.
That is
an outright lie.
Well, our viewers have the option of clicking
of course they do.
And the website and checking
sure.
the statements. And they also have the opportunity to go to the Non-Aligned Movement website and check the tens of statements that they've made during the past decade in defense of Iran's nuclear program. That is also another website that's accessible. But one point that your guest mentioned that I think deserves attention is with regards to Iran's defense capabilities. And I think it's obvious that when the regime in Washington constantly threatens Iran with military strikes, and Obama constantly threatens Iran with death and slaughter through aggressive actions, then it is only natural for any sovereign
and
independent country to
now?
Develop a strong
Give an
deterrent
example of any of that
against
junk
aggression.
You're throwing out. Come
so
on.
Iran's defense capabilities are a sovereign right, and I don't think any nation that has a defense capability would willingly put it aside in the face of an aggressive opponent that constantly threatens
okay.
it.
All right, let me get Mr. Labrakis back in on this. Looking at the situation, one of the demands have been dealing with the Iraq heavy water facility. Iran is saying that it definitely will make sure that that facility remains intact, which is a very, very important, especially in dealing with various nuclear meds that they need for cancer patients. On the other side, we see that the opposite side is very adamant about dealing with the Iraq plant. Why is that the case, sir?
Well, yes. Well, there are several issues in a negotiation. I have written articles in America pointing out that the United States has not been threatening Iran. Obama has made no threats against Iran. The idea that your last speaker is throwing out is a lot of junk. The good thing about these negotiations is that we are approaching them. When the Americans had a chance to invade Iran, they didn't do it. We've had 35 years since the revolution. There's been lots of opportunities for Iran to worry about its defense, and it has had no reason for it. The problem is, of course, that if you build up your weaponry, and nuclear weaponry particularly, there's no way of knowing whether it's for defense or for a continued aggression. Iran is fighting a two-front war with the Sunni Muslims in its neighborhood and with the world community, led perhaps by the United States, but others as well, on the nuclear issue. And specifically to your question, the issue is very simple. You don't need to have the stuff that you put in to prepare nuclear weapons. You don't have to go up to beyond 5, 10, at most 20%, which is much below, of course, what you need for a weapon. But the idea is to get the material down to 5% or 10%, which is all you need for peaceful purposes. You don't need more than that. Iran has got more than that, and therefore its denial and that it had facilities, which were then discovered, its denial that it is going for nuclear weapons, which has been also discovered. It's true that it has not yet developed the capability to make nuclear weapons, as the United States intelligence people have pointed out in the past. But that doesn't mean that you want to just allow it to continue. That's the whole purpose of this negotiation.
All right, Mr. Marandi, your take on the Iraq facility. Why do you think that a few of the countries on the other side are so adamant about this facility?
Well, first of all, I'd like to respond to a couple of points, if it's okay. One is that Obama obviously has repeatedly threatened Iran. And one specific example that your viewers can quickly check is the last State of the Union address that he made in the United States, where he specifically once again mentioned that all options are available to the United States, which of course implies a military option. So it's that's one clear
case. If Iran creates a nuclear weapon,
the United States. No, that's not what he said.
If Iran creates a nuclear weapon,
no, that's not what he said. It's best if you take a look at the website.
Well, I think you should understand what he said.
He said it often, so if you would allow me to speak as I allowed you to speak, I'd be grateful. The second point that I think is of significance is that, first of all, the enrichment there at 20% has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. And nuclear weapons need enrichment near 100%. 20% enriched uranium in Iran was produced for the Tehran reactor to produce medical isotopes for 1 million cancer patients a year because they've been refused the fuel by Western countries. So Iran was forced to produce it itself. Third of all, another point that I'd like to mention is that the United States for over 3 decades has not only threatened Iranians, the United States has downed an Iranian civilian airliner, and it has never apologized for it. The United States has sunk Iranian ships, attacked Iranian oil installations. The United States gave Saddam Hussein chemical weapons, gave Saddam Hussein satellite photos to use those chemical weapons, and the United States tried to cover up the crimes committed by Saddam Hussein by trying to pin the blame on Iran. For example, on the Halabja massacre of 5,000 people. And you can read this again online on a New York Times article in 2003 before the invasion, the illegal invasion of Iraq by the American regime.
And about Iraq, Mr. Manandi.
Iraq is a legal installation,
and it's a heavy water reactor. And the Iranians, in order to deal with the excuses of the United States and its allies, in order to create a positive atmosphere, they've been willing to redesign the reactor in order to make it to put any fears that Western countries may have. And the Iranian government really doesn't believe that Western governments have these fears, because just recently, the former head of the Israeli nuclear agency, a general who was the head of the agency for 10 years, he said that if Iran wanted to produce nuclear weapons, it would take 10 years.
Okay.
And he himself also,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Marandi. Let me give Ms. Labrascas. I'm so sorry. Let me give Ms. Labrascas 30 seconds.
Yes.
30 seconds. Go ahead, Mr. Labrascas. We're out of time just about.
Well, thank you very much for 30 seconds. I'm sorry that you have a person who's just a hardliner. Basically saying all the same propaganda.
Finalize your perspective.
Now you know the other side of the story, and I'm happy to go along with it. Nobody needs to have make this agreement after all. If we listen to your speaker, that's what happens.
Respect other countries, and you'll have an agreement.
And on
I
that
will
note, we are
you,
out
sir,
of time.
But not
thank
you
don't respect anyone.
Thank you
You're
both
arrogant.
For being with us. Wish we could continue this discussion, hopefully on another debate. And thank you, Mr. George Labrakis, former American diplomat out of London and out of Tehran, from University of Tehran, Mr. Mohammed Marandi. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being aboard another debate. Make sure you join us same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much, and goodbye.